Dr. Anthony Fauci will testify before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee tomorrow about the government's response to the coronavirus. He's doing it by video conference because he and other top health officials are self-isolating after having come in contact with an aide at the White House who's been diagnosed with COVID-19. Even though the format has changed, you can bet that Fauci will once again stick closely to the facts tomorrow. He has often corrected the president, even while standing right next to him. Here he is explaining his philosophy in a congressional hearing earlier this year.
I've served 6 presidents, and I have never done anything other than tell the exact scientific evidence and made policy recommendations based on the science and the evidence.
NPR science correspondent Richard Harris joins us now to tell us about Anthony Fauci and how he made a name for himself over 5 decades of public service. Richard, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And how did Fauci become the trusted source of information for coronavirus and many epidemics that came before?
Well, every time a new infectious disease crops up, Tony Fauci is there as the voice of calm and the purveyor of facts. You may have seen him over the years talking about Ebola. I remember his standing in front of the hospital at the National Institutes of Health with a patient who had recovered from this terrifying disease. He was at the same time humanizing the situation as well as calming a nation that was, in truth, overly jumpy about a disease that really had very little impact here. You may also remember him when a previous coronavirus called SARS appeared more than a decade ago, 17 years ago, I guess, or during the Zika virus outbreak or during West Nile disease. You know, it's sort of when you see a nasty disease, you're likely to see Dr. Fauci. But, you know, his reputation really dates back to the 1980s. In fact, during a presidential debate back then, candidate George H.W. Bush was asked to name a hero. Here's what he said.
I think of Dr. Fauci. Probably never heard of him. He's a very fine research top doctor at National Institute of Health, working hard doing something about research on this disease of AIDS.
Interesting. Why do you think Bush picked him at that particular moment when he was asked to name a hero?
Right. Well, Fauci had already established himself as the voice of science, and the voice of science was a trusted voice back then, probably more than it is now. By the late 1980s, he'd already distinguished himself because of his role in the AIDS epidemic. You know, I first met Dr. Fauci back in the early 1980s. I was a reporter in San Francisco covering the emergence of a mysterious disease that was killing primarily gay men. And he really took the lead at the federal level. And this is a time, remember, when the Ronald Reagan administration was really just wanting to ignore a disease that had been called the gay plague. To Fauci, it was no more and no less than another devastating infectious disease. Pressure to do something rose up from the gay community, and Fauci actually didn't shy away from that. He somehow managed to retain the trust of skeptical people in the administration while at the same time he was listening to gay advocates and actually acting on what they were saying. I talked to one of those advocates a few months ago, a man named Peter Staley, and here's what he had to say about Fauci.
I think we can say for sure that he's helped save millions of lives thus far. So it's a remarkable legacy. And if he hadn't been there, the government's response would be very different.
And he says that because Fauci led the push to get new antiviral drugs on the market with remarkable speed. Those first drugs were actually not very good, but Fauci kept pressing. And today, Americans diagnosed with HIV often live a full life.
Richard, you mentioned some of the other major infectious diseases that Fauci has worked on, SARS, Ebola. Did dealing with those diseases prepare him for this pandemic, or is it apples and oranges?
No, I think up to a certain extent it did. Obviously, this is a different scale of problem. But, you know, Fauci has always been a tell-it-like-it-is kind of person. And I think that those skills were really honed not only with AIDS, but with all those other diseases you mentioned as well. And, you know, that is really valuable in a public health situation like an epidemic. There are always things we do know, but always a lot of things we don't know when a new disease is spreading. And Fauci realized early on that it is so important to be clear to distinguish between those, offering reassurance, but not false reassurance. And, you know, over the decades, he's built up a huge well of public trust. I should say he's not right 100% of the time. I think it's fair to say that he was surprised to discover just how much this new coronavirus spreads from people who don't show symptoms. And that has unfortunately played a major role in the spread of this disease. But, you know, even though he's had a few missteps, Fauci has maintained his credibility, at least among a broad swath of the public, because he always seems to be calling it like he sees it.
But, you know, when you say a broad swath of the public, there are some people who don't trust Fauci. The president himself even retweeted a Fire Fauci hashtag. Right. Was Fauci ready for the political storm he's in today?
Well, Fauci is in a tough spot, and there's no doubt about it. The president and his supporters are outwardly skeptical about science. They promote dubious ideas like using malaria drugs to treat the coronavirus. And as you said at the top of this, Fauci has on many occasions contradicted the president, even while standing right next to him. But you notice he never says President Trump is wrong. He simply states the correct facts. And early on in the epidemic here, he had very broad public support. But, you know, as this disease gets increasingly politicized, Fauci is seen by some skeptics as the enemy. And that does make him a potential target for a president who is preoccupied with being reelected and seems to be viewing the epidemic largely through that lens. Still, I think it's fair to say that Anthony Fauci is probably the best known and most trusted scientist in the United States right now. And that matters a lot.
That is NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Richard, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, Jeremy.